Hi, and welcome to another Time to Change video by The Practical Disciple. I'm John Arnold, and today we're going to talk about ideal time versus idealized time. Now, before we do that, just want to review. If you followed the other videos right now, you're creating a 5 before 11 list the day before. You're scheduling everything on that task and plus some margin in your day, and you're putting those 5 before 11 obviously on the front end of the day. You're working hard to limit interruptions. And those tips alone should pump up your productivity if you just stick to them day after day after day. And that's half the struggle, is you have to be consistent and you have to be persistent on every day doing these things, and it adds up tremendously. It'll shift your behavior, and before you know it, it'll just be how you do things, and you won't have to think about it, and it won't be so awkward. Okay, getting to ideal versus idealized time. I recognized a few years ago that I had a tendency to do things on ideal time. And this is what I meant by it. Like, if I had to get the kids at school by 8:05, if I made it from the house to the school one time in 6 minutes, then that meant, well, it only takes 6 minutes to the school. Now, the reality is, it normally took probably 10 minutes to get there, but one time I made it in 6 minutes, so it could be done, and I would reset in my head, well, I just need 6 minutes to get there. And we would find ourselves scrambling and inevitably being late, needlessly, and I realized that I was living on what I called idealized time, not ideal time. Some of you may recognize this pattern. I know one woman, I was talking to this about her, or with this to her, and she said that she sets her clock in her car 5 minutes ahead, but nevertheless, every time she gets in, she's mentally subtracting the 5 minutes to see if she's going to make it somewhere on time. That's when you're addictively into living on ideal time. What I want to encourage you to do today is I want you to pad any transition you have with at least 5 minutes. Going to work in the morning, give yourself an extra 5 minutes. Get up an extra 5 minutes early. If you have a project or a task, I want you to seriously look at it and say, can I realistically do it in that amount of time? And do it well, not just pull it off, but do it well, or do I need more time for that? What would be the ideal amount of time, not some idealized time? Because what happens is, you give things only a portion of the effort they really need. And I'm reminded of one time a friend of mine said, if you don't have time to do it right now, when are you going to have time to fix it later? And I'm starting to learn the wisdom of those words by planning on ideal time and not living an idealized time. Okay, well, that is your tip for today. Live in ideal time, not idealized time. And practically speaking, the way you're going to do that is you're going to add time to your transitions, you know, 5 minutes here or there, just to make sure you can get to things on time or early. And I want you to look at your big five and see if you're really leaving what is a realistic time to do those things in, and not giving it a half-hearted effort. But are you setting aside an adequate chunk, an ideal chunk of time, to give it the effort that you should give it so that you can do it excellently? I look forward to seeing you in the next video.